Hello.
Good afternoon. I'm Retune Akar from
Hello.
the Alabama Department. I'm Retune Akar from the Alabama Department on Labor and Employee Division. I need your advice in this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
Dante Brewster.
How may I assist you?
Ma'am.
How may I assist you today, sir?
I'm trying to reopen my with the July the 7th, we opened my unemployment claim.
Okay, you would like to reopen?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your social security number, please?
418-082804.
May I have your full name one more time, please?
Dante Brickford.
Birthday, please?
Brickford, be as a boy, RITFORD.
May I have your birthday, please?
December 26, 1979.
May I have your mother maiden name?
Sheila Williams.
Okay, thank you. So now let me read for you, Mr. Dante. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsification in con documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud. I understand.
Yes.
A fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file unemployment benefit in another state with the last 12 months?
Do I would now, ma'am?
Did you file unemployment benefit in another state?
Oh, no, ma'am.
How you work for federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you been in the Army in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you regular filed for unemployment compensation?
Have I what now?
You regular file for unemployment compensation or do you apply for TAA?
No, ma'am.
Have you received notification that is called TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have your name changed since the last time that you applied for unemployment compensation?
No, ma'am.
Have you been working with a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you been working with different social security in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And I have your telephone number, please.
251-620-7419.
7219?
7419. 620-7419. 251 area code.
Okay, may I have your driving license number?
935-0874.
Driving license is from Alabama?
Yes, from Alabama.
May I have you raised? Are you white, African American?
African American, black.
What is the highest grade that you compete in school?
Black.
Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
Hello.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
May I have please your home address?
Ma'am?
Yeah, could you please provide me your home address?
760 Fortinet Lane, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Okay, may I have please your occupation from your last employer?
Beverly Transport.
What are you exactly doing, sir?
Ma'am?
What are you exactly you doing?
I don't understand what you're saying, ma'am.
What are you doing in your duties?
Oh, drivers, like truck driver.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hub?
Do I what now?
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hub?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Are you attending a school or training?
No, ma'am.
The company that you was working, they provide you a day that you have to go back to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the more recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Since when now?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
About what now?
What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
19.50.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
Am I what now?
Corporate officer for a business.
Business?
Yeah, are you corporate officer for a business?
I'm a corporate, I don't understand. I don't understand. I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Okay, do you understand the questions, or do you not understand me?
Barely understand what you're saying, but...
Okay, I think so you don't understand the question. What I'm saying is, are you corporate officer for a business?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Are you currently working in a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied, or are you receiving compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied, or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you haven't worked in the last 18 months? Have you worked in another state other than Alabama between April 1st, 2023, March 2024? Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. Which one you prefer?
Benefit card. I already have one of those.
Right.
It's just been a break in though, and I had to wait July 7th to reopen it. So I already have a car, but
yeah, I see that you already have a car. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Could you please provide me the last employer that you was working for?
Beverly Transport.
Okay. And what city you was working, Mr.?
Sims, wow. Alabama.
You say Banks, Alabama?
Sims, S-E-E-M-E-S.
Okay, could you please provide me the telephone number from this company?
251-301-7401.
Okay, may I have the beginning day?
I think it was in, I want to say September 2023, end date, March 15th,
2024. Okay. You say September, what day from September you would like to choose?
I'm trying to think what date they would have started.
You can guess a day if you don't remember.
I really don't remember though. I remember the last day, but I can't remember the day I actually started.
Yeah, if you say it was September, you can guess a day. What day from September you would like to choose?
Let's go like the 15th or something like that.
Okay, and last day that you physically went to work?
March 15th, 2024.
And why are you no longer working with them? They discharged you. Are you quick?
Discharge.
And I had a specific reason why they discharge you?
Agree to disagree on something.
Could you please provide me the specific reason, the final incident?
We just didn't agree upon some things. I mean, there wasn't no bad. So like something I didn't want to do or whatnot. Something required a job, like I didn't want to travel no more.
Okay. I need you to provide me up more. You have an incident with someone? This is coworker, or what's happening?
No, we just parted ways. We just agree or disagree. I didn't want to drive no more for them, so I didn't want to go somewhere on a road trip. So
okay, and also, but they discharge you, right? They fighting you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And with who? With you don't want to go to the road trip. With who do you have a disagreement?
The boss man, the owner.
Okay. Okay, and could you please provide me the who this are you? Her his name or her name?
Daryl Beverly.
And what is his position?
Owner.
And what day he advising you that you're no longer working with them anymore?
March 15th, 2024.
Okay, and what do you do to resolve the problem prior to he discharge you?
What did I do with them?
What do you do to resolve the problem prior to you discharge?
Oh, I didn't want to go on the road no more. I mean, I didn't want to drive further no more. I mean, that's all I can tell you. I want to take a load somewhere, I guess. We just disagree upon, I'm a truck driver, and I refuse to take a load somewhere.
Okay, do you think that you did something wrong?
Yeah, I did what now?
Do you think that you did something wrong?
No.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge, I did.
Okay, and do you have a warning for something or similar that?
No, ma'am.
After you last day at work, have you received vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so now let me do for you. You are certified that your answers are true, and accrue with the law provide penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. I certify to put in my full name here that all my answers are true. Is that okay if I put in your full name right here?
Is it the winner, ma'am?
I certify to put in my full name here that all my answers are true.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I will ask you questions. This is going to be randomly questions about you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated? 19800 Oak Road West, 271 Draper Road, 310 Cotton Lakes Boulevard, 569 Mohawk Street. Do you recognize any?
Yeah, 569 Mohawk Street.
Which of the following professional license have you ever held? OBG. License, practical nurse. Neurology, and the last one is gynecology, or you can choose none of the above.
None.
Which of the following cities is familiar with you? Prattville, Decatur, Theodore, or Gansing?
Neither one.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you never lived? Azalea Road, Mill Street, Goldfield Drive, or South Everline Center?
Which one I have lived?
Have you never lived?
Mm-hmm. One of those.
Which of the following age range most closely match to the age of Sheila Parker? Holder is Sheila Parker, 20 to 24.
That's my mother.
Yeah, 20 to 24, 33 to 37, 39 to 43, 64 to
68.
64 to 68. Okay. Now let me ask you, I am filed an internet claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama. This is what we're doing right now. Okay?
Okay.
I am filed an internet claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama.
You asking me a question?
Yeah, I am asking you.
Oh, in the state of Alabama. I filed unemployment in the state of Alabama.
Okay, I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided and this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yes.
I understand that it's my responsibility to rid myself with the context on the claiming handbook, benefit rights and responsibilities.
Yes.
Okay. Like, let me read for you. This is a booklet. It's called Benefit Rights and Responsibilities. It's a booklet.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm kind of like struggling trying to hear y'all understand what you're saying with that.
Okay, so let me read for you the closing statement. Just 1 second, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for waiting. Let me read for you the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. So the unemployment claim, we just finished it, also raised the forward with the Alabama Care Resident System. Your care resident application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one or the Alabama Care Center, or you can log in at alabamaworld.alabama.gov and one day your online resume. For you to do so may result in interruption in your benefit. The process, okay. You just complete the file, your unemployment claim doesn't know automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. For you to complete certification, each week could result in a loss of benefit. So you can file weekly certification either online and your claiming portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. So the phone number that you need to call every week, it is 800-752-7389. Your first weekly is starting this coming Sunday, every Sunday, and you have to make sure that it's before 5 p.m.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law required that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. So you must provide your contact when you completed your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once, unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them. But the employer later begin hiring. For you to make incomplete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. So do you have any question for me about this closing statement?
Oh no, man. I want to ask you. I've been claiming like every Sunday do that. Would that affect? I mean, would that take effect?
You don't have it. I'm sorry, but you don't have any active claim. This is what we're doing is file a new claim.
Oh, okay. So I've been calling every Sunday for nothing, man.
That's so strange. I don't know why you call. I mean, you're not able to do certification if you don't have an active claim.
Oh, okay.
So let me provide you the confirmation number for this claim.
Okay.
4900-64305.
I need to write that down.
Okay. Your PIN number is 2804.
2804, okay.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
No problem, sir. Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. You have a wonderful afternoon or evening.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.